Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Catherine Morehouse. The Biden administration is expected to release a controversial final rule tomorrow that highlights the tricky dynamics behind the president's electric vehicle ambitions. The big takeaway is that the regulation is expected to give automakers a temporary grace period so that they can keep buying graphite from Chinese companies. Automakers say that without this temporary reprieve, the EV tax credit would essentially be inaccessible for Americans. But on the other hand, most domestic graphite producers have urged Biden against giving a grace period, which they say would be a boon for China. So today, I chat with Politico's James Baykalis about the details of this rule and the broader political dynamics that Biden must weigh here. It's Thursday, May 2nd.
So tomorrow, we're expecting the Energy and Treasury Departments to release the final rulemaking for the foreign entity of concern provision in the EV tax credit, which is a very important piece to the credit because it bars any suppliers with links to primarily the Chinese government from being involved in the supply chain for any eligible EVs under the credit. And we're expecting the final rule will classify graphite as a non-traceable mineral, which would be a very important development because it gives automakers a two-year exemption period from that foreign entities prohibition to keep sourcing graphite from Chinese suppliers. And automakers had requested that temporary exemption because China basically completely dominates the graphite supply chain, and U.S. suppliers are still going to need a couple of years to ramp up their production to the levels that automakers need to build their EVs.
How does this move represent the broader dilemma that Biden must navigate when it comes to EVs? Could you lay that out for us?
Yeah, this is a really good example of the difficult balancing act that the Biden administration has to deal with on EVs and really clean energy more broadly. You know, issuing too strict of a final rule on the foreign entities of concern provision, for example, one that barred all Chinese graphite, that could result in no EVs actually qualifying for the credit. And that could have a major impact on Biden's EV adoption goals. But at the same time, one of the core parts of Biden's climate agenda is that he wants the clean energy transition to lead to jobs for Americans. So implementing these domestic content requirements like the foreign entity of concern provision are really a key piece to his implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And we know that there's already some concern about this announcement that we're expecting. So who is worried about this and what are some of the criticisms that this has already started to get?
Yes. So the Biden administration's proposed rule on the foreign entities of concern provision drew some pushback from both from U.S. battery materials companies and also from lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. And they pointed to various provisions in the proposed rule that they saw as loopholes to continue sourcing minerals from foreign entities of concern, including the grace period provision that we talked about with graphite. The reason that they're concerned about this is that they say that right now is a really crucial time for a lot of these battery companies in the U.S. because they're just starting to scale up production and they are facing this really significant challenge of competing against China's long-established major battery companies that already dominate the market. So they need to be able to sign offtake agreements with automakers and other companies that are going to be buying their minerals if they want to successfully get their business off the ground. So they're worried that these proposed rules that allow automakers to continue sourcing some minerals from foreign entities of concern could be a death knell for their projects.
And you've also reported on some of the political dynamics at play here. Could you walk us through how the election plays into this?
Right. So cracking down on these Chinese battery suppliers could definitely be a big target for Donald Trump if he won a second term in the White House. He and Biden both share interests in reducing the U.S.'s reliance on China, but it's likely that he wouldn't necessarily take that same balancing act approach that the Biden administration has done.
Also, on Wednesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ordered a lower court judge to end a climate change lawsuit that was filed against the federal government by children for the second time. The case had been a potential bright spot for youth-led climate litigation. Last year, a state-level ruling in a youth climate case in Montana raised hopes of additional victories. But Wednesday's order highlights the challenges of pursuing action like this at the federal level. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Catherine Morehouse, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline. And they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.